السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the first of Muharram 1447. May Allah Ta'ala grant you good health, afiyat, you and Abba, and Allah Ta'ala accept the khidmat of deed, and may Allah Ta'ala give you and me and the entire Ummah tawfiq to defend and fight for justice and haq and safeguard the integrity of the Khulafa-i Rashideen and the entire group of Sahaba-i-Kiram. This is farz and part of our iman, and Allah Ta'ala accept all your efforts in enlightening the Ummah of what his enemies of Islam are trying to plot. May Allah protect us from internal and external fitna. Of Kisab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين آمين جزاك الله خيرا to our brother Junaid Khan, جزاك الله خيرا to the entire team. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for his deen with ikhlas and sincerity, istiqamat and steadfastness and qabooliyat, and reward the entire capital group for sponsoring all these programs. Allah Ta'ala grant shifa and barakah to the entire team of capital and the entire ummah and muslimah as well. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And it is our Islamic New Year, the first of Muharram 1447, not day of celebration like the non-Muslims with their wine, dine and swine. For us, it is a day of reflection that will we become better Muslims? Will we become better ambassadors of Islam? Will we fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and that of creation, our wives, our family members, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah? So today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat. And remember, the surah was revealed in the latter portion of the time of the Master alayhi salatu salam and the hayat at-tayyibah, the life of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we focus on chapter 49 and verses 7 and 8. Again, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlighting the manaqib and the virtues of the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 49, verse 7. Wa'alamu, know and understand. You know, when we were very, very young and we were in primary school, the teacher, Muslim or non-Muslim teacher, would say, pay attention, I want your undivided attention. So that is yet a similar. Wa'alamu, know and understand. The message is very, very significant and important. Anna fikum Rasulallah, that amongst you and in your midst is the messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. O Sahaba, O beloved students and companions, Allah Jalla Wala has selected you to be the companions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and he Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to the Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. He was, he is, he will always be the only Rahmatulil Alameen, a mercy mercy to the entire universe and creation. The only Khatamun Nabiyeen, that the seal of all the prophets and messengers, and Habibullah, the most beloved to all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, one of the grand muftis among the Sahaba, used to say, Ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati Nabiyihi wa iqamati deenihi, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. O Sahaba, Allah Jalla Wala selected you for the companionship of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so you establish the deen, you establish Islam wherever you go. And that's what they did indeed. So where and where you will find the Qabr Mubarak, the honorable graves of the beloved Sahaba, male and female. So Almighty Allah is informing them. Sometime you'll make a suggestion or you'll say something, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes the verdict contrary to your wishes and desires. So remember, there's khair in that, there's always goodness in that, because it is based on wahi and revelation. If the Master alayhi salatu salam had to pass the verdict and judgment according to your whims and fancies, then there should have been distress and there should have been corruption on this earth. And all this is enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَوْ, hypothetically, for argument's sake, يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ, that if he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was obedient to you, Sahaba, the companions and the students, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, in many, many matters, meaning that listen to your opinions or your judgment, la'anittum, then they should cause lot of distress and problems for you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us yet another verse. And what does Almighty Allah say? In chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلَوِتَّبَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, and if the truth had to follow your whims and fancies and desires, O people, لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ, then there should be corruption and chaos in the heavens and in the celestial creation, on the land and sand, and on the terrestrial creation, the entire creation should be corrupted. وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ, and whoever is there, human beings, jinn, everybody. So it shows that the truth must practice, whether people like it or not. Therefore, we condemn democracy. We say masses are asses. Remember that. You can see in America and all these places there what's happening, and Europe and so forth. So that is why, because people can never make decision on the truth. They will always look for the loopholes and shortcuts and so forth. So we have to follow the truth, and not that we follow our warm fancies and desires. Chapter number 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse 71. Yet another place in the noble Quran, وَإِنْ تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow majority of the people, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, they will try and lead you astray from the path of Almighty Allah. Why? إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They follow nothing but just their thinking and their own opinions and so forth, and their own, you know, posturing, political posturing and so forth. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُسُونَ. And they're doing nothing but just guesswork and so forth. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verse 116, 116. Like that, I gave you three verses now. So here Almighty Allah is saying, لَعَنِتُمْ, it should cause you problems and harm and distress. But you are special, O beloved Sahaba, O beloved students of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Iman, but Almighty Allah Jalla Allah has made it beloved for you. إليكم الإيمان. That Iman has entered the inner recesses of your heart, male, female, adult and children, every Sahabi and companion. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And Allah has embellished it, adorned it, decorated it in your hearts and made it so beautiful. Allah is praising you, O Ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved companions and students of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, me and you and 90% of us, we fear the guns, we fear the AK-47, we fear the grenades and the missiles and the rockets and so forth. But see Sahaba. What Allah Ta'ala did, وَكَرَّهَا. Allah Ta'ala placed in your hearts that you detested and hated. إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانَ. Almighty Allah placed it in your hearts for you, Sahaba, that you hated, detested al-kufra. إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ, the blasphemy. So it shows there will never be kuffar, there won't be mushrikeen, because they hate it and they detest it and despise it. وَالْفُسُوقَ, and the major sins, fisq. Therefore we call people fasiq, Allah forbid, when they commit major sins and they're proud about it and so forth. Well, isyan, and the minor sins also. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made you hate it, despise it and detest it. So remember that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets and messengers, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people, they are masoom. For them the divine protection from sins and so forth. And Sahaba are mahfuz, meaning that even if they committed sin and so forth, they made tawbah and they repented sincerely and Allah forgave them. See what Allah says in glowing terms for them. Ulaika humur rashidun. All of them are on the right path. They are righteous people. We say Khulafa'i Rashideen for Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu an, Sayyidina Ali Fatih Khaybar radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, who ruled this ummah for 6 months. So all that are part of Khulafa'i Rashideen. But every Sahabi is Rashideen also. Ulaika mur Rashideen. They were on the right path. They were righteous people. Allah is telling us that. فَضَلَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ, the grace of Almighty Allah wa ni'mah, and a great, great bounty, ni'matin ni'matan azimah, a great manifest bounty from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, and Almighty Allah is all-knowing and all-wise. Therefore, see, who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was, he is, he will always be the only rahmatul alameen. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people swearing, castigating, criticizing my companions, فَقُولُوا, then you, O Ummah, O international followers, you must say, La'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. Therefore we say loudly, proudly and boldly, La Khomeini la'anatullah alayh. Come you ulama and maulvis, wherever you are lecturing today, because the month of Muharram has started. Many people who are belonging to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they get confused or their fuses get blown during the month of Muharram because of the propaganda of the kuffar, shias and so forth. Yesterday I sent out a list of all the great imams, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and so many others. They all said the Rawafis, the Shias are kuffar. And I sent it out to you and you can see it on my X account, on my Telegram account and everywhere else. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us His love. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, your love, wa hubba rasulik, and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hubba ahli al-bayt, and the love of the household and the family of Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وحب أصحاب النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم and the true love for all the companions and students of حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is first Muharram 1457, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday. It is day 630 there in Gaza al-Mubarakah, Palestine. Say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 11 jutlas dispatched to hell. Our Hamas are doing a great job looking at the circumstances. Imma al-ghanima wa imma shahada. Either we go for the booty and spoils of war, or either we embrace and take martyrdom. Ihda al-husnayin. Both ways we are the winner. And remember, in the past 24 hours, the Israelis, the Americans, and the enemies of Islam and Muslims have martyred and murdered 80 Palestinians. Yesterday, I was going through the Haaretz newspaper. In there, they write, in the Haaretz newspaper, Jutla Jewish paper, left-wing newspaper, that if you count properly, then you will find that 100,000 plus people have been killed there in Gaza, and the children, minimum 17,000. There you have it, folks, and that is from the enemy themselves. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemy, they bear testimony to that. So some aid and some medication entered Gaza, remember that. But what happened? The Israelis started shooting again. So America wants to now redeem itself, the haramis. They are the war criminals, whether it is Clinton, whether it is Obama, whether it is Bush, or whether it is Biden, or whether it's Trump, or any other harami. Whole lot of them war criminals. So what they did now, they're going to give $30 million as aid for Gaza for their eating, drinking, because they know that what they did in Iraq is a stain on America. And they murdered and martyred 500,000 children. And Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the Jutli Harami, may she rot in hell forever, the Harami, and all of them who support them. So Trump knows that the tide is turning against him, and the Epstein files are out. All the nonsense he talks and all that, you must remember, Iran gave them a good hiding, remember that. So that is something very good. Shias are kuffar. But they defeated America and Israel. So therefore, they gave them a good thrashing. So we're very happy about that. So Trump, he mocks and scolds Bibi, Netanyahu. You see, always he speaks with the forked tongue. One side he will shout him, disgrace him, humiliate him. And then he tells the Israeli judges and people that, nay, you must cancel the corruption trial of Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal. He doesn't use the word war criminal. It's starting on Monday. So what Netanyahu, the war criminal, does, so he applies for a postponement. He likes to play for time. So both of them, Trump and Netanyahu, both war criminals, both, inshallah, I make dua every day, they'll end up in jail in our lifetime, inshallah. Wa ma dhalika ala Allah bi aziz. And that is not difficult for Almighty Allah. Allah is going to humiliate them more and more. Last night, thousands of Jutlas and Jews were protesting in Tel Aviv. We want a ceasefire in Gaza. We want elections now and now. You see, even the Pope, he woke up, Pope Leo. Maybe he knows that there's an ishtima taking place there in Chicago. He hails from Chicago, so he woke up from his slumber. And he also is condemning Israel and the rogue apartheid regime. You know Piers Morgan, so you must remember he woke up from his sleep. Mahdi Hassan is a Shia, but is a master when it comes to debating and so forth. What is the truth we must speak, even if it's our enemies? So now he tore him to pieces and he said, yes, Mahdi, I apologize to you. A genocide is taking place there in Gaza. Then he, the Piers Morgan, took on the Israeli ambassador to the UK and tore her to pieces and humiliated her in front of the world. And now yesterday, day for yesterday, he took on Chikli. You know Chikli? That I was studying with Tikli. And Suleiman Tikli was my good friend. He's still my good friend. So remember day in Karachi. So he took on, you must remember, Piers Morgan, Mr. Chikli. Chikli Harami. So we must always give them titles like that. the minister of diaspora, and he tore him also to pieces. And the Haaretz newspapers say what an embarrassment it was for Israel and Mr. Chikli the Harami. So that is there. Israel, American policy for Palestine is to exterminate them and starve them. And they want to come tell you about democracy and tell you about human rights and so forth. Right? They are the biggest haramis and the biggest war criminals and the biggest terrorists. We need to name them and shame them and nail them. See what the harami jutlas are doing. They are a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers. They spoke against Almighty Allah. They said Allah is stingy. But Allah made them the stingiest people on earth. Ye aswa say Sayyidnachnetz was a jwat. A khuya jwat as a dwaya jwat. But you people in Durban, you don't know Afrikaans and you don't want to learn. Every language is a great asset, remember that. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ Diverse languages is a kudrat ka karishma. Diversity in unity. Every complexion. You see 8 billion people, everyone you can distinguish from the other. So that is kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah, your diverse complexions, your diverse languages, and your diverse dialects. Diversity in unity and unity in diversity. So we must be clear, Israeli sending some food aid, they come from America or here and there, and inside there they plant the drugs and everything. So the Palestinians are finding drugs. Who can do all this? Only this cursed nation, remember, haramis, the scum of the earth, and that are the jutlas, the Jews. May they rot in hell, the haramis. Okay, thereafter, Trump says, listen to him, the CNN reporter, the lady, must be fired immediately. Why? She told Trump, you talk a lot of nonsense. You say you attack Iran and you obliterated their places there in Natanz and there in Isfahan and Fordow. You talk lies, you must remember. All they are, uranium and their nuclear is all intact and so forth. So what nonsense you talking? So that's Trump. He's a psychopath. He's an egoist and he is a narcissist. And that is what majority of the doctors and psychiatrists have said regarding this madcap known as Donald Trump, Donald Duck Trump, the enemy of Islam. So Indian migrants are in fire there in Israel. You see, there's Hindus, Mushriks, they thought that they will go there to Israel and they'll get first-class treatment. They're treating them like rubbish. That are jutlas. They call all of us non-Jews goyim. They call us ummiyin. They call us Gentiles. And they treat us like second, third, fourth class citizens. But they are the worst, the scum of the earth. So now there in New York, there is a political, you understand, storm taking place. Zohran Mamdani. So his father is Mahmood. And he hails from India. And then he said that, you know, that this guy on Netanyahu is a war criminal. He said, I will never meet Modi. Modi is the butcher of Gujarat. And my family comes from Gujarat. So there. He made some good statements. But yesterday we exposed him as well. I sent it out. He's a Shia. Remember that. To the world he's Muslim. But we must know he's a Shia. And we need to name them and shame them and so forth. You know, I told you today, Friday, Jumu'ah is the first of Muharram. But in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak is second Muharram. So before the system was for the ghilaf and the kiswa, the black cloth on the Kaaba Musharrafa, on the day of Arafat, they used to change it and so forth. So we never ever saw it. And now what MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, even Shaitan sometimes tell some good things. So anyway, so now they brought it to the beginning of the Islamic year. So if you see the Kaaba Musharrafa now, you will see it glittering and shining with the Kiswa al-Jadida. You see, al-Kiswa al-Jadida, the new ghilaf and so forth and so on. Millions and millions of riyals spent on that. And remember that we have pieces of it, of the Kaaba Musharrafa, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. And before this, to allow us to go, is a good place for all of you who are going for Umrah, go visit it there. Just tell the taxi driver, Masnaul Kiswa. But remember, Thursday and Friday is holiday now. So you must remember, sorry, no more Thursday, Friday. Now it's Friday, Saturday. That Saudi Arabia is following the Jewish system. So Friday and Saturday is holiday now, day in Saudi nowadays. So any other day you go, Masnaul Kiswa. Kiswa factory, you just stay. And next to that, walking distance is Ma'rizul Haramain Sharifain. You don't have to pay anything. If they're in a good mood, they will allow you. The Ma'rizul Haramain is an exhibition museum that is free of charge. Anytime they'll allow you. Very good. You don't need a guide, nothing, everything in Arabic and English. And there by the Kiswa factory, sometimes they allow, sometimes they don't allow. They're moody characters, these guys. So Britain says, Britain has a Jewish body, like, you know, the Board of Deputies. So there, five members said that Gaza must have a ceasefire. And Israel is guilty of genocide, and they must allow the lorries and the trucks to go in, and so forth. So they suspended 5 Jut last day in Britain. Can you believe that? EU, you're not a hypocrite, you whiteies. We know your hypocrisy. So the EU say they're appalled with what is happening there in Gaza. But no concrete action against Israel. You haramis, you Europeans, you politicians, 630 days have passed and you did nothing about it. Hang your heads in shame. Just like America, we know you, that you supported apartheid South Africa and today you want to be the good guy and so forth. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved country. Well, damn, it's bursting at it seems. Over 100% full, very good rain. They say now currently is 107% full. Zuma, Jacob Zuma. I want to meet him one-to-one. No media, no security. And make him Sulman. You see, then I keep his name Yaqub Zuma. But now Zuma's daughter has some big problems. President Zuma is president of MK, right? So President Zuma's daughter got married to the king of Swaziland, you say, Iswati or whatever you want to call it. And now she ran away from the royal kingdom. So big problems there between king of Swaziland and king of Iswati, whatever you want to call, and Zuma's family, Zuma's daughter, so they have it. The DA is fuming because Cyril CR, he fired Andrew Whitfield. You see, Andrew Whitfield, from the name you can make out is a Jutla also. So anyway, you must remember that he removed him as the minister or deputy minister he was of trade and industry. He fired him basically. So this guy, Steenhuisen, he's the leader. He said this is the greatest political mistake made by CR, by Cyril Ramaphosa. So big tensions, conflict going on. We're still waiting for Magogo to speak. You know Magogo, Junaid? Junaid, you must know Magogo is Helen Zille. She's over 70 years old, but she says, me, I want to become the mayor of Johannesburg and so forth. So a lot of things happening. It's very cold. Brrr. Yeah, I just went outside to open the locks and so forth. So for that time, it's easy for me to go. Very cold today in Cape Town, in Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Gauteng. They say it's one of the coldest days here by us. Allah knows best. Allah make easy. And then for you, all of you who got your son, daughter, grandchildren, friends, family, they're getting married today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say get married. Remember that the Kafir Shia say, no, you can't get married in Muharram. So they all upside down, the Shias. So anyway, so we have a program, Mona Zahid Khan, between 10 and 10:30, announcing of nikah. So send in your nikah announcements, 084-786-3132. So send it in now. Now, inshallah. So then, inshallah, Mozaid will announce it, 084-786-3132. 8:30 to 9. So now, first Muharram, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. Every Friday, we'll have Mona Suleiman Patel of Middleburg. He will be interviewed by him, by Mawlana Zahid, 8:25 to 8:50 or so. So, inshallah, Aziz. The khutbah in Makkah Mukarramah will be rendered by Sheikh Salih Al-Humayd. And inshallah, our time, South African time, 11:25 it will be. And their time, 12:25. And inshallah, we will take the khutbah and the salat. And then we will have the translation and the dua. My Jummah, inshallah, will be there in Delmas today, you see. And after that, we're going to Argent to meet all our lawyers, our connections, you know. Zahir Umar and his family and so forth, Muhsin and all of them. So all might Allah reward them all. And inshallah, it will be live, the Jummah from Delmas, inshallah, on Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah. Jee, Mawlana, we have to have 30 minutes. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
It's a very interesting question. There is a brother inquiring. He married a revert and moved to Madinatul Munawwara 2 years ago. His in-laws, obviously non-Muslims, want to visit Medina and see how their daughter is living there. Please advise, are they allowed to visit Medina?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the husband and wife are Muslim, right? They're living in Medina Munawwara, so that's very good, mashallah. Now the lady, her parents who are non-Muslim want to visit their beloved daughter there in Medina Munawwara. Is that permissible? No, it's not permissible. Why? He, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, during his marazul wafat, the fatal illness, right in the last advices, he, Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gave, was open Muslim Sharif Mustad Ahmed, Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians and non-Muslims from the Arab Peninsula. They must not be there. It's not allowed for them to be there. So you must tell your daughter whenever they have holiday, then she and your son-in-law can come and visit you here, or they can visit you there in Jeddah, or visit you somewhere else and so forth. Remember, because they allow there. Actually, they shouldn't be allowed in Jeddah also. But anyway, so remember that any other country they can visit and meet them there. But to say they must come right to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, so that's haram, not permissible. Manjo page or armano, that's high payment, you see. My last wish, my father told me, do ABC, O son. So how much importance we attach to it, my father told me. But who our father? They're ordinary mortals and people. This is Rahmatulil Alameen, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling the Ummah, As-Salah, As-Salah, guard your Salah. Wa ma malakat imanukum, over whom you have authority, your wife, your children, your employees, fulfill their rights. And Akhrijul Yahud, wa Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians and the non-Muslims from the Arab Peninsula. وَنَفِّذُوا جَيْشَ أُسَامَى, the army of Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, send them there to Balqa, to Palestine and so forth and so on. So we should know all these things properly.
Mufti Sahab, some people are in the view that Muharram is a month of mourning, therefore no nikah should take place. What's the Sharia's ruling, Mufti Sahab?
Remember, that is the Kuffar Shias. They say everybody should wear black clothes and everybody should be crying for 10 days because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And so my question to them, who is greater? Is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu greater, or his son? Who is greater, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his grandson? They don't do that for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't do that for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, but they will do for Sayyidina Hussein. But the question arises, who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an? I sent it out to thousands of you. Remember, if you want the article from Shia sources, none of our sources, all from Kufar Shia sources, they are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and Sayyidina Hussein made dua against them. ورفع يديه ودعا على شيعته. He said, Ya Allah, you must punish them, these kuffar Shias and so forth. Sheikh Mufid wrote that in Al-Irshad. So you see, when they hit themselves and all that, sometimes they get killed and so forth. So all this is the dua which Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu sipped to Rasulullah, the Nawasa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved grandson of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made dua. So the dua is effective till today, how they're being punished and so forth. So we promote nikah, we promote walima, we promote jalsas, hif jalsa, or whatever you want to have. So all that you have in Muharram, you'll get extra sawab for and reward. لِمُخَالَفَتِي أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ, that you're going contrary to the kuffar Shias who'll end up in Jahannam.
Mufti Sahab, what is the fazilat of fasting on the day of Ashura? Is it permissible to fast only for one day, or should we fast for 2 days?
Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah was born in the year 209 Hijra, after the Hijra, and passed away in 279. So 70 years, he's buried there in Tirmidh, and remember that in Uzbekistan, the greatest and celebrated student of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah were him, Imam Tirmidhi, Imam Muslim, and so forth. Nevertheless, remember, he brought two separate chapters in his Jami of Imam Tirmidhi. Babu ma ja'a fi sawmi Muharram, what are the virtues of fasting during Muharram? Now Muharram has started everywhere in the world except Mauritius. Mauritius will start tomorrow. I spoke to them last night. So remember that tomorrow, Saturday, it will be first Muharram day. We don't agree with that day. Anyway, so remember that today you want to fast, then the hadith is in Tirmidhi Ibn Majah, أفضل الصيام بعد صيام رمضان شهر الله المحرم. The best fast to keep in the Islamic calendar after the compulsory mandatory fast of Ramadan is the month of Allah. Allah is elevating this month. And Quran says Arbatun Hurum is one of the four sacred months, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. So it is the month of Muharram. So one is the virtue for the whole entire month of Muharram. And the best day to fast, remember, is the day of Ashura. And that is the 10th of Muharram, right? So this year it will be Sunday here in South Africa and that. So you fast Saturday, Sunday, excellent. You fast only on Sunday and Monday, that's excellent. You fast Saturday, Sunday, Monday, very, very good, excellent. And what is the reward? So, أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَيُّكَ فِرَ سَنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. One previous year's sins will be forgiven. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. So therefore, we all should try and keep the fast. However, if we have qadha fast, then keep qadha. And you don't make intention of Ashura or Muharram. You just make intention of qadha. But if we up to date, then keep the Muharram fast. Keep the fast for, you must remember, Ashura. Today is Friday. You want to start the new year with a bang, as they say in English. So you want to start fasting, you see, today only. So it's better you fast Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday. But the fatwa and verdict is, if you fast on Friday only, so that also is permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is there any hadith which says that if you spend on your family on the day of Ashura, Allah Rabbul Alameen will increase your risk and sustenance?
100% open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it in Bayhaqi also, in Razin also. Razin bin Muawiyah is a famous muhaddith also, scholar of hadith. So anyway, you must remember Lataiful Ma'arif also, Ibn Rajab Hanbali, they speak on this. So man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi, who increases the risk of his family, wife, children and so forth on the day of Ashura, the night of Ashura. So Saturday night, mashallah, you give a nice extra meal to your wife and children. Not you take them to restaurant and go big braai and all that. No, no, no. Inside your house. So then Allah will increase your risk and sustenance for the whole year. In Mishkat Sharif, our India Pak copy, especially the Pakistani one, they wrote there Sufyan Thawri, that's wrong. So it is Sufyan bin Uyayna, the Ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. He says, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكُ. We tried it like this and it happened like that. The year we spent on our wives, our children, our parents and so forth, so Allah made our risk easy for us. And the year we didn't do it, so remember. And speaking of that, our Islamic calendar became official every day. Remember in the time and the reign of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu warda, in the 16th year of the Hijra, not 17th year. So go read the book Akhbar-e-Umar by Allama Tantawi rahimahullah, masterpiece it is. So you will find all the details there, mashallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it also in the same token to share and exchange gifts on the day of Ashura? Is there any hadith to prove this?
Remember, that is our Muslim businessman. Everything they want to commercialize, make the Sharia compliant, make this halal logo. So Muharram time, they said, give gift, it's sunnah. So where is written in Sunnah that is a concoction of our business people? Remember, you have to give today. So nobody preventing you. Give tomorrow, give enter Sunday. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the Ummah to give gifts. Give your wife, give your children, give your daughters, give your mother-in-law. All of them, give them a gift, no problem. Tahaddu, tahabu, give to one another. It will generate mutual love. And what will happen? Your daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, tutu, meme, tutu. You know meme, tutu. Yeah, I say, you say, he say, she say. So that in Urdu you call meme, tutu. So too much meme, tutu, you'll got. So give to one another today, tomorrow, Sunday. So then, فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدُّغَائِينَ. It will remove the malice, rancor, and hatred. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. That got nothing to do with this particular time. Any day of the year you can give. So to say Muharram, 10th Ashura, to give gifts is sunnah, is a fabrication. That's not authentic. That is our business people, they are found a niche market, you see, how to use Islam to fill their pockets. Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghaib, and they decided, yu'minuna bil jayb, that we must believe in the unseen. But they say, no, use Islam and fill your pockets up. So there's no such thing in Islam. Last question.
Mufti Saab, this beautiful wazifa by Hadrat Mufti Shafi Saab in Jawahirul Fiqh, that whoever writes Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 113 times and keeps it with him, Allah will save him from calamities, misfortunes, and abundance in risk. Please have your view on this.
Remember that we are Muslims and we belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So we believe in the Quran Sharif unconditionally. We believe in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sunnah. We believe all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum will enter Jannah, chapter 57, verse 10. So nor is this mentioned in the Quran Sharif, nor in any Sunnah, authentic hadith or Sunnah, nor did any Sahaba do it. You call this Amalul Awliya. So Amalul Awliya will mean that it is permissible. You see how we read Ya Nuru and all that for our eyes after the first Salat. So things like that. So we must understand it in the proper perspective. It is permissible. But the problem comes, people start thinking it's Sunnah. So once you start thinking it's Sunnah or compulsory, then it becomes a bid'ah, and that I promote Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab so much on air also. I say he's one of the greatest scholars of our time. You must remember he passed away 10 Muharram in the year 76. We met him on several occasions. I studied in his madrasa. So 100% we accept it. Ibn Hajar also wrote about it. So Yama Rahimahullah, so great, great people wrote, but that means it's permissible. It doesn't mean it is sunnah or compulsory or so forth. So if you ask me, if I do that, I don't practice on it. I'll be honest with you, you see. So you must remember that. So we must keep everything in the proper perspective. Wallahu muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah guide us to the right path. Inshallah, we will be with you at 11:25. Inshallah, for the Makkah khutbah. And then we'll be in Delmas, 25 past 12 is Azad. And don't forget the Nikah announcement, send it please, that Maulana Zahid between 10 and 10:30 will announce it. Barakallahu feek, Jazakallahu khair, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.